Hey, Martin. Hello, and how are you?
I'm fine.
Great. I'm not into football because I'm a rugby guy, but Bulgaria, for the first time in the whole history, probably had beaten Holland recently.
You mean Sweden, right?
Yeah.
They played Holland, but I don't care for Holland. I'm from Sweden, so I care for Sweden.
Yeah, okay. So what are you up to now?
We're doing this summer festival tour. We just did the United Kingdom, and then we did we just came from the US.
Mm-hmm.
We did a headline tour there, and we had Baroness and Decapitated from Holland. Mm-hmm. From Poland opening up.
Yeah.
So we just came back. We had a week off, and yesterday was Holland at Forta Rock, and that today is the first time for us in Bulgaria. We've never been here before, so we're kind
of... I know. So, what is the plan of the day?
Plan of the day, I think we're on at, 6 o'clock. We play after Asphyx, so we're going to just chill out and see that all our gear is in check from the flight, but just chill out. We're still pretty tired from the flight, so just chilling out.
Well, as far as I do remember, the name of your band used to do something like Crazy.
Yeah.
But why Meshuggah, actually?
That's a good question.
the thing is that it's been said that this is in kind of Jewish, old Jewish stuff. Why Jewish? There's no Jews in your band,
No, there's not. The thing is that back in the day, early on, when the band was formed, a lot of bands were like either English names or they had a band in Latin, like band name in Latin or something like that.
Yeah.
So I think it was Jens, our singer, who actually just, try to figure out a name that would fit the way we sounded, but wouldn't sound familiar to people, would sound as strange as the music did. So he was going through a slang dictionary, I think, an American slang dictionary. So he found that one. It's in Yiddish. So he was like, that sounds weird and cool, so let's try it. And we just kept it,
Пошегувахме се, между другото, не знам дали забелязахте в началото, че това е друга група, но всъщност, в крайна сметка, стигнахме до истината. Мартин каза, че Meshuggah идва от... защото всички знаем, че това на някакъв еврейски означава луд, откачен човек. Защо се казва така? Защото в това време не искахме да приличаме на никой друг, пък се оказва, че... Тогава по онова време повечето групи се казваха с някаква латино схема в името или някакво късо име. Ние решихме, проверихме в един речник и се оказа, че това име ни кефи много. How actually do you pronounce your family name?
Hogstrom.
Hogstrom,
yeah.
But it's Martin or Morten?
Morten.
Morten.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks. Because normally I would say Martin Hagström, but
okay.
It's Morten Hagström.
Yeah.
Please tell me, are you guys still living in Umeå?
No. We moved, actually, in 97, early. Oh. We moved down to Stockholm and regrouped there because we wanted to find a place where we could, have a studio and rehearse and have kind of a home base.
Mm-hmm.
So we moved down to Stockholm, and but I moved back up north, and Dick, our bass player, lives in Gothenburg, so we're a little bit spread out.
Да, в момента всъщност не живеят в Умео, още през 1997 са отишли в Стокхолм, в столицата, за да могат да имат собствено студио, но всъщност той се е върнал на север, а пък техния басист Дик живее в Гьотеборг, така да речи ли. How do you call it? Because the English guys call it Gothenburg. Is it Göteborg?
Göteborg in Göteborg. Swedish, but yeah, Gothenburg is fine.
Yeah, it's fine when you guys in Sweden call George York.
Yeah.
It's been quite a while since we've been waiting for Kolos to come out. A hell lot. My obvious next question would be how much time we should wait for the next one.
Hopefully not as long as this time. But honestly, I mean, we normally take 3.5-4 years between record.
That's the cycle.
Yeah, that's our cycle. It's just been our cycle for some reason. I don't really know why, but It seems to work for us, but it's not like we're aiming to be slow. It's just the way we are.
It's not slow is a synonym of lazy, or
it could be. But I hope it's maybe a little bit laziness and a little bit being very wary. You know, we have a process where we have. It's important for us to really be sure that it's inspiration talking, mm-hmm. not only trying to get something out as quick as possible.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Предвид факта, че новият албум Колос излезе сега 4 години след предишния Обзен, трябва ли да чакаме толкова дълго време? Мортен каза, ами ние обикновено стоим нашия цикъл на издаване на албуми 3,5-4 години разстояние. Номера не е, че всъщност сме бавди или пък мързеливи, е вероятно и това го има понякога, но пък за сметка на това ние не гоним на всяка цена продуктивност, по-скоро се целим в идеята да правим качество. Do you know that actually the headliner today is Slayer?
Yeah.
And Kerry has his birthday today.
Oh, it's Kerry's birthday today?
Yeah, if you should have known this earlier, what kind of present you would think of giving him? Because we thought of a wig.
A wig is a good thing. Really nice. A wig. Well, you've taken that. That was a really good one, though. I don't know. I would probably give him a bunch of snakes. I know he keeps snakes, and I used to do that back in the day as well. I keep snakes and reptiles. So
I know what snakes means. Do you guys have snakes in up there in Sweden?
Oh, you mean outdoors? Yeah. But
really?
Yeah. But
venomous.
Yeah, we got the Nordic adder, and we got two species, so not a lot. But Kerry's really into breeding reptiles, mm-hmm. and I'm into breeding reptiles. So I mean, we talked a lot about that when we toured back in the day. So maybe some cool snake.
It wouldn't be easy to smuggle it through the customs here, though.
No. we'd have to work something out.
Yeah. Въпросът беше такъв. Знаеш ли, че днес Кери Кинг има рожден ден? Те са Slayer, са хедлайдери тази вечер. Мортен каза, не знаех. Ако знаеше какъв подарък щеше да го направи, защото ние си мислехме да му подарим перука, той каза, и аз и той всъщност, ние сме били на турне заедно с тях преди време, отглеждаме змии. Имате ли отровни змии горе в Швеция? Той каза, да, имаме два вида, но така или иначе, може би щях да му подаря някакъв тип интересна змия и нямаше как да я прекарате през българските митници, щяхме да измислим нещо. Фредерик Thordendal, am I pronouncing his name right?
Yeah.
Frederick used to do solo records, like the special defects kind of shit. Yeah. And I still remember, if I'm not wrong, that it has been recorded in a church. I know that you Swedish are a bit different than the Norwegian guys. Churches in a different way. It's a joke, though. I mean, why the church? Because it has a fantastic acoustics, or what?
Yeah, basically. Mm-hmm. I mean, the thing is that, a lot of guys have recorded stuff in churches. I mean, like, for instance,
Slayer never recorded in church.
No, they did not. I don't know that they didn't, but I would assume that they didn't. But the thing is, what I think he did was he was just recording some parts of the drums in the church to get the acoustics right for the snare. Mm-hmm. This was a long time ago.
Yeah,
somewhere around there. So, but I know that it's because of the acoustics. Yeah.
Your stage manager is here. He's a very dangerous guy. Keep away of Alex. Чиката влезе тук. Казах на Мортен да внимава с него. Фредерик Thordendal записа първия си солов албум Special Defects 96-97 в църква. Защо? Ясно е, че вие по различен начин се отнасяте към църквите. Ха-ха-ха, казах аз, за разлика от норвежците. Много хора записват в църкви заради акустиката. Мисля, че той записа там едни барабани заради звука на чидерите. I started to talk about Frederick because he's been doing his stuff on his own. Please tell us, are you completely dedicated just to Meshuga, or you have lots of other projects? You Swedes tend to be very prolific in a way. Not mandatorily, though.
No, I don't know. It's a tricky question, but to tell you,
if you don't like it, skip it.
No, it's fine. It's just that I know that Jens and Thomas don't do any other musical side projects by any means. And Dick, however, our bass player, is a session bass player. He does a lot of like freeform jazz stuff and other cool stuff that he's gotten into. He's released a couple of albums a long time back, and he's got a couple of bands that he plays around with. For me personally, I got this album that I'm putting together, which is kind of like the stoner version of Meshuga, sort of, that I'm putting together. But the thing is, I don't think I'm going to be releasing it, though. I'm kind of doing it because I really want to see what it would sound like if I put an album together all by myself. So we got some stuff going on the side, but it's only Frederick that has been. I mean, he's got the solo album, and he's been guest soloing on a couple of albums. Yeah. So far, it's only been Frederick branching out.
Основно Торден Дал е човека, който освен че прави соло старите си реща, свири тук и там. Попитах го, добре, да ти занимаваш ли се с свои реща. Мортен каза, ще ви кажа, че Дик свири, нашия басист, в различни работи. Има и един такъв особен джаз проект, в който се зарибава, докато и Йенс и Томас също. Аз, между другото, имам един стонър проект, който обаче не съм сигурен дали някога ще извадя някога наяве. Просто искам да видя каква музика ще се получи, ако самият аз я правя. What is say? Stoner project. It's a kind of a question, very important one. It's not a typical musical question, but though, you know that there was they decided to have restrictions on smoking weed even in Holland. And at the same time, there is a very strong movement, including guys like Carlos Santana, a guy with a lot of money, but at the same time with a huge impact, especially on the Mexican population of the States, saying legalize it. I'm not asking you about your opinion on this, but the thing is, how it is in the public opinion in Sweden. Can you buy weed legally? No.
It's illegal in Sweden, and it's very frowned upon. It's not, and you know, if you get caught with a little amount, it's not like they're going to throw you in jail for the rest of your life. But it's highly illegal in Sweden, and it's frowned upon like that. But at the same time, I would say Sweden is a little bit like a lot of other countries in Europe. It's illegal, but it's still getting in the culture. So you have like your certain part of the population that actually smokes weed regularly. So it's becoming a lot more common in Sweden nowadays.
Can you grow this in Sweden, or is it too cold?
In summer you can, I guess. Okay. You know, and if you're in the right place in Sweden.
I guess. Говорихме си за това, той като каза Stoner Project, попитах го, това е важен въпрос, не е музикански, но вижте, в Холандия започнаха да налагат ограничения върху марихуаната, но в същото време супер звезди като Карло Сантана, който освен кинти има и огромно влияние, особено сред мексиканското население, започнаха и все повече да стояват, включително и пред президента на щатите, тази акция легализирайте, защото по този начин ще се освободят пари, да не говорим за това. Какво е отношението в Швеция? Със сигурност е незаконно. Той каза, да, ужасно е незаконно, не че ще те тикнат в затвора до края на живота ти, но всъщност в същото време има хора, които се знаят, че павкат непрекъснато, но наистина е незаконно, но пък човек може да пуши. Можеш ли да отглеждаш там горе да седър в този студ? Такава култура, той каза, да, особено през лятото. Last question is, we can see that you have a battery t-shirt. What happened to his... to his father, Björn Forsberg?
I really don't know. I mean, Bathory being a really influential band from Sweden, I when I was a kid, I listened to the first couple of albums, and I know that whole Black Mark story thing, but I really don't know the story behind what happened to Quorthon's personal, like his family life. I don't know that.
Because his father founded and created Black Mark Productions.
Yeah, I know that, but I don't know what happened, like, lately or like
well, he lost his kid, and that's a fucking tragedy. Той се сварал Карабатори, група, която изключително ми влияеше, когато бях дете, в ранните ми години, но не знам какво се случи след това в семейството му, защото когато Кортън умря, всъщност неговия баща Бьоре Фърсберг беше създал фирмата Black Mark, но Мортен не знае. Two requests to do. We have my 7-year-old kid guitar, Alex, here, and we asked the bands yesterday and today to show us what was the first, or just to play us a part of the first song you learned personally as a kid.
The first song I learned as a kid.
But the person who told you to dete se rusio desvir. Was it Smoke on the Water?
That and this one. You hear what it is?
Too much jack in my head. It sounds very familiar.
It's Saxon, Princess of the Night.
Yeah, Princess of the Night, and Saxon Pearl of the Peasant. I have some good news for you. You're a very good player. Because so far, I mean, you are the one that got the best sound out of the city. It's not a ukulele, but the kid is just 7 years old.
Yeah.
And last thing, please, could you please do us the station ID?
Of course.
The radio is called Tangra Mega Rock.
Okay. Hello, everybody. This is Morten Hogstrom from Meshuggah, and right now you're listening to Tangra Mega Rock.